first years of the 21st century. A third world war broke out. Those of us who survived knew mankind could never survive. A fourth, that our own volatile natures could simply no longer be risked. So we have created a new arm of the law. The Grammaton Cleric, whose sole task it is to seek out and eradicate the true source of man's inhumanity to man. His ability to feel.
Police!
You know what to do.
Where?
I beg your pardon.
does.
The following items have been rated EC-10, condemned. 7 works of 2-dimensional illustrated material. 7 discs of musical content. 20 interactive strategy computer work.
7 works.
Thank you for coming, Cleric. I assume you know who I am.
Yes, sir, of course. You are Vice Consul DuPont of the Third Consiliary of the Tetragrammaton. Father's voice.
Quite frankly, Cleric, I am told that you were very nearly a prodigal student, knowing almost instantly if someone is feeling...
I have a good record, sir.
Why do you imagine that is, Cleric?
I'm not sure, Vice Consul. Somehow, I'm able, on some level, to sense how an offender thinks, to put myself in their position.
If you had ceased your interval, if you were a sense offender.
I suppose you could say that, sir.
You're a family man, Cleric.
Yes, sir, a boy and a girl. The boy's in the monastery himself, on path to becoming a cleric.
Good. And the mother?
My spouse was arrested and incinerated for sense offense 4 years ago, sir.
By yourself?
No, sir, by another.
How did you feel about that?
I'm sorry, I don't fully understand, sir.
How did you feel?
I didn't feel anything.
How is it that you came to miss it?
I've asked myself that same question, sir. I don't know.
A nearly unforgivable lapse, Cleric. I trust you'll be more vigilant in the future.
Yes, sir.
From the Nethers to the city. Reminds me why we do what we do.
It does.
Every time we come from the Nethers to the city, reminds me why we do what we do.
It does. It does.
Project Story 11 is for ANR 136890. I need it. It was late this afternoon, may not have showed up in the records yet.
Very sorry, Cleric. Nothing has been logged and nothing is pending under that entry.
It was an item of evidence brought in personally by Grammaton Errol Partridge. Check again.
Sir, Cleric Partridge has not entered anything in for weeks.
You're mistaken. It was a book of some kind.
Cleric. There's nothing.
Assumed it was enforcement related.
can see they go easy on you.
We both know they never go easy.
Then I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You don't even know the meaning. It's just a vestigial word for a feeling you've never felt. Don't you see, Preston? It's gone. Everything that makes us what we are traded away.
There's no war. No murder.
What is it you think we do?
No. You've been with me. You've seen how it can be. The jealousy. The rage.
A heavy cost. I pay it gladly.
Close. I hope you're as pleased to be assigned me as I am the placement. I was told this would be a career-making advancement. I'm like you, Cleric. Intuitive. Sometimes I know when a person's feeling before they know it themselves. Cleric, I can only hope one day to be as uncompromising as you.
Good night.
The later 20th century saw the fortuitous and simultaneous rise of two synergistic political and psychological sciences. The first, the revolutionary precept of the hate crime.
John?
Yes?
I saw Bobby Taylor crying today. He didn't know, but I saw. Do you think I should report him?
Unquestionably.
You have a single, inescapable fact. That mankind united with infinitely greater purpose in pursuit of war than he ever did in pursuit of peace.
But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I've spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly. You tread on my dreams.
illegal entry. We have a warrant for your wife's arrest. She's charged with sense offense.
What are you doing?
I accidentally dropped my morning interval. I took it out before I brushed my teeth. Never take it out before I brush my teeth.
Then you'll go by equilibrium, log the loss, and get a replacement.
Yes. Of course.
Your new partner called. He says he'll pick you up at 10 for the A&R. I hope you don't mind. I took the liberty of telling him you would be at equilibrium replacing your dose.
No, of course not. That was the right thing to do.
Stop that.
Punctual cleric. Hop in.
How are the lines? I'm surprised you're able to get your interval and get out so quickly.
No, they're fine today.
Later, get my interval adjusted.
You expecting resistance?
That's something you'll find about me, cleric. I'm a wary person, cautious by nature. Always expecting the worst.
You can't do this. You cannot do this.
With tetragrammaton, there's nothing we can't do.
How long have you been off the dosh? Look at you. Look at you! Look at you.
The mirror's frame's illegal. Destroy it.
Thank you.
haven't you?
Eventually. However, you couldn't have accumulated all this by yourself. It'll all be sorted and examined. We'll discover who your confederates are.
What's your name?
O'Brien. Mary.
Well, Mary, you can either wait until the technicians of the Palace of Justice, or you can tell me now. Who are your friends?
I'm wondering if you have any idea at all what that word means. Friend.
There's nothing you don't feel? How about guilt?
Let me ask you something. Why are you alive?
I'm alive. I live to safeguard the continuity of this great society, to serve Libria.
It's circular. You exist to continue your existence. What's the point?
What's the point of your existence?
To feel. Because you've never done it, you can never know it. But it's as vital as breath. And without it, without love, without anger, without sorrow. Breath is just the clock ticking.
Then I have no choice but to remand you to the Palace of Justice for processing.
Processing? You mean execution, don't you?
Processing.
The gun cartons. Through analysis of thousands of recorded gunfights, the cleric has determined that the geometric distribution of antagonists in any gun battle is a statistically predictable element.
The gun cutter treats the gun as a total weapon, each fluid position representing a maximum kill zone, inflicting maximum damage on the maximum number of opponents, while keeping the defender clear of the statistically traditional trajectories of return fire.
By the rote mastery of this art, your firing efficiency will rise by no less than 120%. The difference of a 63% increase to lethal proficiency makes the master of the gun cutters an adversary not to be taken lightly.
the great Nepenthe. Opiate of our masses, glue of our great society. Salve and salvation, it has delivered us from pathos, from sorrow, the deepest chasms of melancholy and hate. With it, we anesthetize grief, annihilate jealousy, obliterate rage. Those sister impulses towards joy, love, and elation are anesthetized in stride. We accept as fair sacrifice. For we embrace Prozium in its unifying fullness and all that it has done to make us great.
My desk. You didn't like the way it was before?
I had no feelings about it. I'm merely attempting to optimize.
Sense offenders holed up in the nether.
Van Beethoven.
Entry team to collect and log.
They miss things sometimes. I'm taking it myself. Make sure it is done properly.
You know, Preston, if we keep burning all this contraband, eventually there won't be anything left to burn. What will there be for men like us?
Sir! We got something out back.
These animals were defended by women and children. We put them down easily.
This isn't the first time we've seen this. Why do they keep these animals? Do they eat them?
What do you want me to do, sir?
Exterminate them, of course.
All right, let's do it.
No. What's wrong, sir? Nothing.
Some of these animals ought to be tested for disease. There's an epidemic in the Nethers, as best we know about it.
I don't quite follow your logic, Cleric.
They were resistant. They could have led us to the underground. But instead of apprehension and interrogation, they were slaughtered.
Yes. But, Cleric, given the circumstances, the Father has decreed that there will be no more process for sense offenders. They are either to be shot on sight or incinerated without a trial.
But it's counter to law.
You're a member of the council.
It is not the will of the council. It is the will of Father, and he is law.
Sir, without the logic of process, is it not just mayhem? What we have worked so hard to eradicate?
You must understand, Preston, that while you and even I may not always agree with it, it is not the message that is important. It is our obedience to it. Father's will. Call it faith. You have it, I assume.
Yes. I have it.
Good.
Confiscated evidence, X-23-T-45. Mary O'Brien.
John Preston passed me into the Nether.
Enforcement related.
Thank you, sir.
Keys to the
truck.
I'm trying to tell you. I have a pre-dawn combustion witness. I'm not... Captain, this is a waste of my time. My name is John Preston. I'm the highest ranking cleric of the Tetragram.
Wait! Stand off! Sorry, I didn't recognize you, sir.
Okay. Just doing the job.
Thank you. Let's escort you back to the gate.
Thanks. Animals. Devil's full of them.
Sounds like it came from your trunk.
Impossible. Just give me my keys. I'll be on my way. Captain, I'm asking you one last time. Don't do this.
Do they know?
There are theories. I have one or two of my own, but at the moment, they're premature. I'm glad it happened. Why? Because now, Father and the Council have decreed an acceleration in the crackdown on offenders. Whoever did it, all they accomplished was a quicker end to the resistance. It's gonna be a massacre, Clary. I came to tell you, there's a raid in the Nether, Sector 7. So get ready.
If you don't, you're dead.
Don't do it. He'll shoot us in the back.
He's gonna shoot you. I'd shoot you in the face. Now go. Damn you. Follow me. Now!
Let's go.
Nicely done, Cleric. You drive them into the trap. I close it. The very definition of teamwork. Don't you think? Why don't you take the honors of the execution, Cleric?
These people should be taken for clinical interrogation.
Cleric, Father's rulings are quite clear. Offenders ought to be shot on sight.
They have valuable information.
Cleric,
They can be put to much better
use. If your weapon's low, please use mine.
Asked me to become Father's instrument against the resistance. I'm ready. Today. I wish to show my faith. I wish, with your permission, to locate the underground once and for all.
To destroy it.
To destroy it.
Do it.
These are the possessions he had on him at the time of death. The legal ones will be burned with him.
Good.
The name's supposed to mean something to me.
He was a Grammaton cleric first class. You knew him.
News bulletin. I'm a sense offender. I don't hang around much with the cleric.
I want to know about him.
Well, I suggest you go ask him. But I understand that he's dead. Killed by your friends at the Tetragrammaton.
Not by my friends. By me.
Thank you.
We were lovers.
Good afternoon, sir. What will it be for you? The latest copy of the Insensate?
Revised edition of the Manifesto.
Errol Partridge.
What do you know about him?
I beg your pardon.
Everyone out now. Partridge, what do you know about him?
I'm sure this must be some factor.
You're an offender.
I'm not.
Then why are you so scared of me? Now you will tell me everything you know about Errol Partridge, or I will have a wagon come to take you to the Hall of Destruction for summary combustion.
I really don't know. He come in here with a fellow named Yurkin.
Why?
That's all I know, I swear.
Anna. You know I was like you. But the first thing you learn about emotion is that it has its price. Complete paradox. But without restraint, without control, emotion is chaos.
But how is that different?
The difference being is that when we want to feel, we can. It's just that some of us have to forego that luxury so that the rest can have it. Some very few of us have to force ourselves not to feel. Like me. Like you.
What can I do?
You can kill Father.
Disturbing rumor.
Rumor, sir?
Yes. A rumor maintaining that one of us, one of the cleric, has secretly taken it upon himself to cease his dose. That one of our elite number is actually feeling.
Feeling, sir.
Are you playing with me, cleric? This person, I'm told, is actually attempting to contact the Resistance. Now tell me, if you will be so kind, how exactly have you been making use of your time of late?
Attempting to contact the Resistance, sir.
How is it that you intend to expose this traitor if all you do is attempt?
You're absolutely 100% right, sir.
Of course I am. The cleric is the final line of defense. If the Resistance compromises it, we are doomed. Father is doomed.
I will redouble my efforts, sir, to locate the Resistance, to find this traitor, and bring them all to the Council's fair justice.
What are you doing?
I was checking to make sure you've been taking your interval.
Are you satisfied?
Yes, I am.
Good night, Dad.
I don't understand. My execution's done. Why are you here?
About an audience, can you somehow arrange to meet with them?
Father's never given a single audience since the upheaval. The danger of assassination is too great.
I trained you your whole life to fight these kind of odds, Preston.
Even if I could. Even if I could make it through, what guarantee is there it would accomplish anything? That anything would be different?
We have a network that's larger than you could ever imagine. Instant word comes that Father is dead, that the Council is leaderless.
Bombs that have already been planted will be set off at the Prosium clinics and the factories around Libria.
If we can succeed in disrupting the supply for even one day, our cause will be won by human nature itself.
What about war? The everyday cruelties that are all gone now.
Replaced by the Tetragrammaton. Will you do it?
Thank you.
do now. Hey!
John Preston. You are under arrest.
This man, this senior cleric, has ceased the dose. He is feeling. He is the worm that has been eating at the core of our great society. And I have brought him for your justice.
I told you I'd make my career with you, Preston.
Vice Counsel, this man is guilty of consorting with sense offenders, of having relations with a female, of sense crime itself.
Dispatch a search team to the cleric's quarters to search for unused prozac.
That won't be necessary, sir. If you run the trace record on his sidearm, you will find that it was he who was with the sweeper team when they were murdered.
Cleric, I assume you have something to say to me.
I know. It's hard to believe.
The cleric of the Tetragrammaton to turn his back on everything that he's been taught, to become associated with the resistance, even becoming a champion in its underground. But it's true. I promised I would bring you that man. And I have.
Cleric Brandt.
Sir.
The trace shows that it was your gun in the nether with the sweepers.
It's impossible. This is wrong.
I think in the end, it'll be better if you have it.
He switched them. He switched them. See, I have his gun now.
Of course you do. You took it when you arrested me.
What?
Take him to the Hall of Destruction for summary judgment and combustion.
Wait. I can explain this. I'm not feeling. He is the one who's feeling. This is a mistake.
Of course, since a complaint has been lodged, law in the letter is that I allow a team to carry out the search of your premises. Do you think that's entirely necessary, Cleric, or am I being too exacting?
As you say, sir. It's the law and the letter.
And it doesn't disturb you in the least that your colleague is going to his end.
The only thing that disturbs me, sir, is that I am Father's instrument against the Underground, and yet I've never had the honor of meeting him.
Yes, but Cleric, you know that Father never grants an audience to anyone.
Even to the man who brings in the resistance?
Sorry, sir. It's just a formality. The search team will be up momentarily.
Excellent. I have nothing to hide.
To surrender your firearm, of course, and then there's the test.
Test?
Yes. You didn't imagine we would risk exposing Father to even such a dedicated servant as yourself without first having him tested, did you? Please.
We'll start with a test question first. More of a riddle, actually. What would you say is the easiest way to get a weapon away from a Grammaton cleric?
You ask him for it. I told you I'd make my career with you, cleric.
Find the capacity. Preston. Brandt's job was simple. To make you feel like you'd won. To make you feel safe. For years, I tried to infiltrate an agent into the underground. Until it hit me. In order to pass undetected into their midst. In order to be trusted by them, my provocateur would have to think like them. And would have to feel like them. But where to find such a man? A man with the capacity to feel who didn't yet know it.
But we've never met.
No.
Don't look so surprised, Preston. Why should Father be more real than any other political puppet? The real Father died years ago. The Council simply elected me to pursue its eternal tradition. And you, Preston, the supposed savior of the Resistance, are now its destroyer. And along with them, you've given me yourself. Perfect. Good. Entirely without incident.
No. Oh. Shit. Not without incident. I'm coming.
You should learn to knock. How did it feel, Preston?
Mind the uniform, cleric. I plan to be wearing it for a long time. Thank you.
careful, Preston. You're treading on my dreams. I breathe. I feel. Now that you know it, can you really take it? Is it really worth the price?
I pay it gladly.
The following items have been rated EC-10. Condemned. Two millennia ago, in his conquest of the world, Alexander the Great slaughtered more than 1 million human beings. Three centuries later, Gaius, demanded by Squid, murdered his own sister, impregnating his own child. Rated EC-10. Rated condemned.
Destroyed.
I think it will be rated.